JAWS for Windows version 3.0, basic training tape number 5, table of contents for side 2. Beep 1. Setting a frame in the control panel display properties. Beep 2. The graphics labeler. Beep 3. A drag and drop feature in Windows using JAWS for Windows. Beep 4, contact information for Henter Joyce. Now we left off on the other side of the tape with building a frame within the sound properties dialog within control panel, and I'm going to press escape to get rid of sound properties here to land back in control panel.
Sounds, control panel, list view, sounds. 20 of 21.
And I want to take you into another dialog within the control panel called Display. If you press D, you'll run across Display.
D, date slash time.
It's not the first one.
D, Display.
It's the second one in my list, and it probably is in yours as well. Press Enter on Display.
Enter. Display properties dialog. Background page. Pattern list box. Left paren, none right paren. 1 of 20. Left paren, none right paren.
We landed in a dialog box and it said background page. This is an indication that it's a multi-tab dialog box. And the one I want to get to happens to be called settings. Let's just do a shift tab and we'll go back to the tab control.
Shift tab, background tab.
Here's background. Press the right arrow.
Screensaver tab, appearance tab, settings tab.
There it is. The settings tab is the one I want. And what I'd like to do is tab forward in this dialog box.
Tab. Color palette combo box. 256 color.
Tab again.
Tab. Desktop area left right slider. 33%.
This is the control that I want to demonstrate this frame feature and how it might be useful. We're on something for desktop area and it's set to 33%. But 33% may not tell you exactly the information that we're looking for here. The information is located actually just below the left-right slider. If I bring my JAWS cursor to this location with an insert and the minus,
root JAWS to PC,
and come down
800 by 600 pixels,
that's the information. If I turn my PC cursor on,
PC cursor,
and press a right arrow,
66%.
It changed that desktop area from 33 to 66. If I turn on my JAWS cursor,
JAWS cursor,
and into a say line,
1024 by 768 pixels.
See, here's the information. This is the critical information that we really want to know when we change this. So, in order to build a frame around this area, this is static text. This is kind of outside the control, but we might want to build a window around this static text so that if it changes, go ahead and speak it. So I'll go to the beginning of this text, this 100 and 1024, by doing an insert left arrow.
Graphic 343.
And land on a graphic. I'll go back to the right.
1024.
There it is. So I'm on the
one
of 1024. I'm going to set the left edge of my frame right here on the beginning of this with a control shift left bracket.
Setting frame top left corner.
Then I'm going to go to the end.
End.
And I should be on the word pixels.
Pixels.
And I am. I'll do a say character.
Yes.
I'm on the last letter of the word. And I'll set my right edge right here by holding down control shift and hitting the right bracket.
Setting frame bottom right corner.
Frame manager dash run to 32 dialog. General page. Frame name colon edit.
So I landed right into the frame manager in Rundle 32. This program also has the same name as the sound properties. So we set the left edge at the left end of the text, the static text, and the right edge to the right end of the static text and said this will be our frame area. Now we pick a name. This is the pixel count for screen resolution. So we'll just call it pixels screen resolution.
P-I-X-E-L-S. S-C-R-E-E-N-R-E-F-O-L-U-T-I-O-N. Tab. Synopsis edit.
This is indicates how many, what the pixel settings are, depending on what the desktop resolution is set to. So pick some sort of a synopsis here that makes some sense to us. How about reports changes in pixel resolution as the slider is changed?
REPORTS space AAFGES space IN space RESOFUION space AS space AE space DESKOP space SREA.
Oops.
AERSAREA space LIDER space MOVES.
I'll read what I've typed.
Synopsis edit. Reports changes in resolution as the desktop area slider moves.
That should do it. I'll tab forward.
Tab. Description edit. Tab. Echo hotkey only radio button checked. 4 of 4.
Now this is one that I'll want to echo anytime it changes as well, so I'll go to echo all.
Echo all radio button checked. 3 of 4.
And that should be good enough. I'll press enter.
Enter. Display properties dialog. Settings page. Desktop area left-right slider. 66%.
Okay, I'm on 66. I'll do a left arrow to go back down to that 33% setting, and let's see if it works.
33%. 800 by 600 pixels.
Great. Let's see how this also works. If I do a control tab to switch pages.
Pattern list box. Left paren, none right paren.
Now I'll do a control shift tab to go back to that settings. So when we land on settings, we should automatically hear what our pixels are set at for resolution.
Color palette combo box. 800 by 600 pixels. 256 color. Settings.
We got quite a bit of information now automatically as we land on it. So that's another good example of how to set up a frame around some particular static text that gets changed when some other control or some control changes, or to have some static text read to you automatically when you first land in the window. Let's go in and talk about the graphics labeler now. This is a utility that lets the user assign text labels to graphics that may appear in different applications on their computer. I will give an example of doing this in the WordPad program on the toolbar. Toolbar is located underneath your menu bars generally in most applications. They're little graphic items that can be used to click on with the mouse. Now, while most functions in a program can be done with keyboard commands, there are always going to be applications and times when you are forced to use a mouse and move to a graphic to click it. So being able to have a textual label assigned to these graphics makes it easier to locate them. Now, before I get into the WordPad program, you might want to go to the JAWS window with an Insert J, open up the Help menu, look at the Customizing section in the Help menu. One of the topics is graphics labeler. Read through that if you'd like, and you'll get a very good overview of how the graphics work, how the labeler works. I'm just going to go into it at this point. I'm going to start by bringing up WordPad.
All F4. Start menu. Program submenu. Enter. Accessories submenu. Enter. Game submenu. W. Leaving menus. Start button. Document-WordPad. Edit.
If you're following along, you may find that your graphics are labeled. They may be, they may not be, when the product ships. If they're not, let's go through the steps real quick to turn on the all graphics being spoken.
WordPad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
I did an insert 6 on the number row. It loads the JAWS Configuration Manager with the WordPad.jcf file. I'll do an Alt-S for Set Options.
Alt-S. Menu active. Set Options. User Options dot dot dot.
One of the choices in this menu is Graphics and Symbols. G for Graphics.
G. Leaving menus. Graphics and Symbols dialog. Graphic verbosity labeled graphics radio button checked. 2 of 3.
I want all graphics to be spoken, not just labeled graphics. So I'll press the down arrow on this group of radio buttons.
Graphic verbosity all graphics radio button checked. 3 of 3.
That's what I want. Press enter now.
Enter. WordPad.jcf-JAWS Configuration Manager.
And Control-S to save that setting.
Control S.
Then I'll Alt F4 and land back in WordPad.
Alt F4. Document-WordPad. Edit.
I mentioned that the graphics were located underneath the menu bar. To get to them, I'm going to route JAWS to PC. Make sure I'm inside this application window.
Route JAWS to PC.
Page up.
Page up.
Home to move over to the left edge.
Home.
And then I'll come down. I should land on the beginning of the menu bar.
File menu, edit menu, view menu, insert menu, format menu, help menu.
The next line down will be my toolbar.
Graphic 676, graphic 698, graphic 127, graphic 60, graphic 15, graphic 4.
As you may have noticed, there were several graphics being spoken. I pressed the control key before it read the whole line. I'm going to hit a home.
Home.
That orients me to the first graphic on this line. If I do a say word.
Graphic 676.
It tells me what it is by giving me a number that JAWS assigns to this graphic that it will recognize if it moves to another application or if this graphic appears again somewhere else on the screen in this application. Let's read to the right, one graphic at a time.
Graphic 198. Graphic 698. Graphic 127.
Notice these all seem to be different graphics. They all have different graphic numbers, but none of them are labeled. Now, there's a few ways to find out what these graphics represent generally. First of all, someone could come and actually look at your screen and help you decide what these graphics are, and you could assign labels to them if you wanted to. You could always put your mouse on it and click it, find out what happens. I'm sitting on a graphic right now. Let's do a left mouse button.
Left mouse button. Document-WordPad dialog. There is no default printer. To install and select a default printer, click the Start button, point to Settings, click Printers, and then double-click Add Printer. OK button.
Okay, since I got an error message that says there's no default printer, pretty good guess that that particular graphic I'm pointing at right now is for my printer, so I could go ahead and give it a label. If I press Enter.
Enter.
Edit. JAWS cursor. Graphic 127.
Graphic 127 is going to end up being the printer graphic. I'm quite positive of that. You can do the same thing with other graphics. Sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't. Another trick that could be used that I would like to demonstrate here is to turn your screen echo to all so that when you move across with the mouse and it points at a graphic, if a tooltip appears, which is a little textual label quite often that pops up underneath the graphic that helps give a user an indication as to what the graphic is for. See, even a sighted person might not be able to tell what the graphic is for. They would have to make a guess. So the tooltip kind of gives them some more information. Well, let's get that information spoken to us by turning screen echo to all. You can do this by holding down your insert key and pushing the letter S for screen echo.
All.
And that toggles us between one of a group of three radio buttons in the configuration manager, which was all, highlighted, or none. Highlighted being the default setting where you would normally want it. That's where JAWS is going to read best in most applications in most places. Well, when screen echo is to all, anytime something changes on the screen, be it a tooltip that comes up or the status line changes or maybe the clock ticks by a minute at a time, if you haven't built a frame around a particular area and silenced it, when your screen echoes on all, it's going to speak. So putting frames around things sometimes can be useful. Okay, I'm going to do a home.
Home. New. Create a new document.
What happened? The JAWS cursor moved to the first icon on this particular line. It said home, and then it said new, and then it also said creates a new document. I'm going to read the status line right now by doing an insert down arrow and see what's written there.
Creates a new document.
Okay, see, when I point at these icons, not only am I getting a tooltip up there, which was the word new, but the status line gets information about the icon as well. And so that's being spoken. That's going to be very useful in labeling these things. So this one is for creating a new document. I'll use Insert G to bring up the graphics labeler, and we'll put a label on it.
Graphics labeler dialog. The graphics labeler allows you to assign a label to the current graphic item. Type in the label you would like to have spoken for this graphic, tap to the Save to Group and select where to save this label, and then enter or press Escape to cancel. Label colon edit. Graphic 676.
Okay, so graphic number 676 is the current label. I'll put one in that makes, I'll put something in here that seems a little more appropriate. How about,
N-E-W space F-I-L-E space I-C-O-N.
New file icon. Now, we're getting some extra echoing here, and it's because I'm getting typing echo, and I've got my screen echo to all, so as the text appears on the screen, if I haven't interrupted speech by hitting another letter, I actually hear the character that got put up there a second time. It's a little annoying. You can always switch your screen echo back, but I'm going to leave it where it is because I'm going to continue labeling some graphics. Let's hit the Tab key.
Tab.
Braille label colon edit.
Braille label. If you've got a refreshable Braille hooked up, maybe a 40 cell or an 80 cell, you may not want to have long graphic labels because they'll take up a lot of valuable space on your Braille line and just limit how much information you can get on there. So maybe short labels like new would be good enough for this.
N-E-W.
If you're not going to have a Braille display hooked up, it's not necessary to put a label here, but I wanted to show you the example of it.
Tab.
Save to application graphic file radio button checked. 1 of 3.
Now there's 3 choices here for saving this graphic file. To application, to default, or to both. Now, in this particular case, both probably makes the most sense, because these files or these graphics for new file, and we'll see one for open and save and so forth, those are probably standard graphics that we'll see in other applications as well. So if we label them here and save them in both the default file and this application file, then we find them in another application that they haven't been labeled, the default labels will kick in. And if it turns out that they don't do the same thing in those other programs, we can label them there and save them just to the application-specific file. I'm going to down arrow to find both.
Times New Roman scroll down simple tense.
I had my JAWS cursor turned on, so when I hit down arrow, I actually move down to the next toolbar. I'll go back to PC.
PC cursor.
Press down arrow.
Save to default graphic file radio button checked. Save to both files radio button checked.
That's the 3 one I want.
3.
That's
default graphic file.
That's the one I want. I'll press enter.
Enter. Document-WordPad. Edit.
Now I'll turn my JAWS cursor on and move back up.
JAWS cursor. New file icon graphic 198, graphic 698, graphic 100. For help, press F.
I silenced speech. So you saw that our label was assigned to this particular icon. I'll do a say character, say word.
New file icon. Graphic 198. Open. Opens an existing document. For help.
Okay, so this is for open an existing document. I'll just label this one quickly. Insert G for graphics labeler.
Graphics labeler dialog. The graphics labeler allows you...
I silence that, and I'll just type in a label. How about just open file?
O-P-E-N space F-I-L-E space I-C-O-N.
N.
Often I'll put this word icon with these just so that I know it's not text when I move across the line. It helps. So it just kind of gives it a label to let me know it's a graphic.
Enter.
Document-WordPad. JAWS cursor. Open file icon.
Okay, I'll move over to the next one to the right.
Graphic 698. Save. Saves the active document.
Okay, so this one is for saving a document. So I'll call it the save icon. Insert G.
Graphics labeler dialog.
S-A-V-E space I-C-O-N. Enter.
Document-WordPad. Save icon.
There it is. So you get the idea. I'll do a say line.
New file icon, open file icon, save icon, graphic 127, graphic 60.
And I can move right down the line and label these as I would choose to. Now, one thing I would point out is if you are in an application and you use shortcut keystrokes to do most things, you may not want to label all these graphics. Label the ones that you're going to use. Leave the other ones unlabeled. Then we'll go back to our configuration manager. I'll do it now with an insert 6. Before I do, I'm going to switch screen echo back to all before I forget.
None. Highlighted.
Back to highlighted, I mean. Insert 6 for the config manager.
Wordput.jcf-jaws configuration manager.
Now I'll do an Alt S for set options.
Alt S. Menu active. Set options. User options dot dot dot.
G for graphics.
G. Leaving menus. Graphics and simples dialog. Graphic verbosity, all graphics radio button checked. 3 of 3.
And I'll switch this back to labeled graphics only.
Graphic verbosity, labeled graphics radio button checked. 2 of 3.
Press Enter.
Enter.
Save that with a Control-S.
Control-S.
And then Alt-F4.
Alt-F4. Document-WordPad.
Now, the advantage to that is if I turn on my JAWS cursor...
JAWS cursor.
I'll go up to the menu bar.
File menu, edit menu.
When I come back down from the menu bar to these graphics, if there were only a few graphics that I actually used and I had labeled just those few, that's all I'm going to hear when I come across this line.
New file icon, open file icon, save icon.
So if there are other graphics there that have numbers that I'm not going to bother with, it's very easy to land on and find the ones that I'm actually going to use. In this section, we're going to talk about a drag-and-drop feature that will be found in this version 3.0 of JAWS for Windows. Let's talk about drag-and-drop and what it is. If you have a mouse and point at an object in Windows, you can hold down the left mouse button and then slide the mouse across the screen to another location and release the left mouse button, and it will drop that image at that new location. Now, there are several places where this could be useful. One of them is putting something on the Start menu. And that's the process I want to go through. So let's just walk through the steps of finding a shortcut file to launch an application and then putting it on the Start menu using drag and drop. Now, to do this, I'm going to go into Taskbar Properties, go to the Start menu.
Start menu. Program submenu.
Choose Settings.
S. Control Panel. Settings.
And in this list, under Control Panel, there's Taskbar.
Printers. Taskbar dot dot dot.
That's where I want to go.
Enter. Leaving menus. Taskbar Properties dialog. Taskbar Options page. Always on top checkbox checked.
I'll do a Control Tab to switch from Taskbar Options page to the Start Menu Programs.
Customize Start Menu at dot 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 button. Start Menu Programs.
In here, there's a button called Advance. I'll tab to that.
Tab. Customize Start Menu Remove dot 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 button. Tab. Customize Start Menu Advance dot 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 button. Enter. Exploring dash Start Menu. List View. Not Selected Programs File Folder 7/16/97/134 PM. 1 of 1.
See, when I installed JAWS for Windows 3.0, I did so through Windows, and it created a folder under Programs. And inside that folder, there's a shortcut file for JFW. So I'm going to select Programs here in this list.
Space. Programs.
And press Enter.
Enter. List View. Not Selected Accessories File Folder 7/16/97/134 PM. 1 of 12.
So this list of 12 things are all things located underneath Program Submenu off my Start menu. And one of the choices I would find there is going to be JFW.
JFW.
This is a file folder. I'll press Enter.
Enter. List View. Not Selected JAWS 1KB Shortcut 8/26/97/245 PM. 1 of 2.
There's the shortcut file for JAWS for Windows.
Space. JAWS.
I selected it by hitting the space bar. If you want to check properties on it, make sure it's pointing to the right path and so forth, you can do an Alt-Enter, and you land in a properties page for this particular shortcut and learn information about it. This is what I'm looking for, so I'm going to go through the steps now to drag and drop this. First thing I want to do is get my JAWS cursor pointing at the object. Do a Route JAWS to PC.
Route JAWS to PC.
The next thing is to do a keystroke that we're associating with drag and drop. The keystroke is going to be Control, holding down the Control key, hold down the Insert key, and do my left mouse click.
Place the JAWS or PC cursor in the drop location and press Control plus Insert plus Notepad slash to drag and drop.
Okay, so the Insert num slash by itself is a lock the left mouse button. So Control Insert num slash, the first time you do it, is selecting the item to which you will drag to the new location. The next step is to move either your PC focus or your JAWS cursor to the location where you want to drop this item. Sometimes you can't get your PC focus to the place where you're trying to drop an item, so you would have to use your JAWS cursor. But in this case, I can move my PC focus to the Start button, and that's where I'm trying to drop the JAWS shortcut key. So to get to the Start button quickly, I just do a Control Escape.
Start menu. Program submenu.
And press Escape.
Start button. Leaving menus. Start button.
Now my focus is right on the Start button. All I have to do now is this keystroke Control Insert left mouse click, and it knows that since it's already done it once, it's waiting for me to do it again so it knows where to put this thing to drag that I want to drag to the new location. Here's the keystroke.
Dragging jaws to blank taskbar.
Okay, so it dragged it down to the Start button and it should have put it on there. I'll just open the Start menu now and let's see if it's there.
Start menu, jaws.
And there it is. It's up at the very top above programs. When I press a down arrow,
program submenu.
So there's my program submenu. Now I could also drag items from the desktop list view and put them on the Start menu. Or I could drag items from one folder to another in Windows Explorer, things like that. You do have to make sure that the item is visible on the screen, did not get removed when you switch your focus from one program to another if you want to drag something to another place. It does have to stay on the screen in order to do it, but this works quite well. You can contact Henter Joyce by writing to us at Henter, H-E-N-T-E-R, dash Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Inc., at 11800 31st Court North, St. Petersburg, Florida, zip code 33716. You can contact us by phone at area code 813-803-8000 or fax 813-803-8001. Our toll-free number is 800-336-5658. And you can visit us on the World Wide Web at http://www.hj.com. For sales information, please write to us at info@hj.com. And for technical support questions, please email jaws@hj.com. That's jaws@hj.com. Be sure to include your serial number and JAWS for Windows version when you write.